You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens. Somebody else better bring us in.
No, that's exactly how we're starting the episode. No. Friends, join six.
Joy has a cold.
Please give us the intro in your super sexy laryngitis voice. God.
The trick is to keep breathing.
Oh, yes.
Air date, November 16th, 2004. Although Lucas takes Anna as his date to the Tree Hill High formal, he finds himself with Brooke at the end of the night. Meanwhile, ooh, Haley's musical obligations to Chris cause her to arrive late at the formal, which angers Nathan. And Peyton finds herself struggling with the growing temptation to turn to, dun-dun-dun, drugs.
Drugs.
Say no to drugs, kids. Dare.
Hugs, not drugs. Joy, I mean, look, I like it.
I'm into it.
It was better yesterday. It was just a sexy radio voice. Now I just sound like I'm
just a little light laryngitis in the morning, you know?
Whatever.
Now I just sound like I've been smoking my whole life.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. That's what people always ask me. They're like, wow, you must smoke a lot. And I'm like, no, but thank you so much.
No, you've got the sexy radio voice going on, Sophia. It works for you.
Does
you
it
don't sound
if I
sick?
Slow it down a little bit and talk like this.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be your hyper lap dog. Hey, guys, this episode was crazy. Hot.
This episode was nuts.
Wait, can you believe that we had back-to-back slumber party episode and formal episode? In my brain, I thought it spanned a whole season.
Me too. I loved it.
I loved it. It's like two major occurrences. I can't believe we got so lucky to have them 2 weeks in a row.
I think we all said this during the watching of the episode. We all have memories of shooting this episode. Joy was like, I didn't go to the dance.
I know, for sure. I was like, I've never been crowned prom queen in my life. I feel like I would remember if that happened in my life.
No, you were. You 100% were. I can't believe you forgot that.
I feel like, though, because the moment was so robbed of joy because of the conflict between you guys, maybe that's why it didn't resonate.
It must be.
And it was a crane shot. It was like they just pulled out
with the
whole
confetti.
Time.
It was so rushed. Yeah, it was super rushed. And maybe it was like one of those things that was at the end of the night. I'm sure it was actually at the end of the night, the last shot of the day, because with the confetti, it would have taken way too much to clean up. So I bet actually I probably came in for like an hour. At the end of the day, they had to wrap. Yeah. And it was like, get this shot with Joy walking in. I had to go straight up to the stage. All right, crane shot, one camera on the ground, go. And then,
done.
Boom, we shot out of a cannon, go home.
But they brought you in at 4 PM and probably shot you at like 4 AM.
100%.
You sat in that trailer all day long.
You were like knitting at base camp.
I bet I was.
This was a fun episode for us because anytime we all got to be together, you've heard us say this so many times, like, it just made it special. It felt like we were all at a real slumber party together. And we got to dress up, which was nice from the, I liked my Devo shirt in this episode.
I loved your dress. How sentimental. You looked like a 1950s beauty queen.
Mm-hmm. I love you guys.
I loved it.
The story with this dress is that, they couldn't get like copies of it. So anytime you have to do stunt work or do a gag, like, spilling a whole cup of something on a dress, you're supposed to have multiples. And because this was a real vintage dress, there was no way to get multiples of it. And so our director, John Asher, didn't want an extra to be the person that spilled the drink on me because they're like, we're not going to trust some like nervous kid who's a background actor. Let's just dress up one of our crew members and have them be the one that spills on her. And so my brother was a production assistant on the show.
And baby. Like,
baby
child. Burton. Child. He's got a big, like, gray beard now. All the Burtons grow gray very early. And so they made Billy put on a tuxedo and act. He might have even gotten a SAG card for this because he had a line.
Really?
Oh,
because he said sorry, right?
He said sorry. Yeah. I think he was trying to get like health insurance. And and so he was the one that spilled the drink all over me. And when you have to be upset about something, the last thing you want is for your little brother to be the punk ass, like spilling stuff on you. It takes you right out of the moment. You're like, dude, don't f*** it up.
Well, you did a great job.
Yeah, he did a good job.
It was weird seeing it. I'd forgotten about that part.
It's nice to talk about your performance in this episode, Hillary. It was a really nice arc, you know, from starting out happy and giddy, and, you know, you really kept track of, because we shoot these all out of order, and all the scenes are shot at different times. So you might have to be happy and joking around 1 minute, and then the next scene is you in the bathroom with the cocaine and the CD, and that's like serious weeping stuff. So, you know, you did a really great job tracking where Peyton was with the arc of all of it. And that's also a lot to keep track of when you're doing block shooting in a big, on a big stage where you're like in the formal, where it was, I'm sure that was block shot. Can somebody, I don't want to talk too much. Can somebody explain what block shooting is?
Yeah. Joy's voice is dying. So if you explain block shooting, you're the director. You two directed. Oh, well. I'm just a silly little actor.
just an actress and a powerhouse producer. Block shooting, you know, means, and Joy's bringing up a great point for our friends at home. When you're in a huge room, like the one where the formal was set, to shoot coverage, meaning if two people are facing each other, like Joy, let's say it's you and I, Brooke and Peyton are standing looking at each other, it means they shoot over Brooke's shoulder. I'm literally using all of our names. Haley, if Brooke and Haley are talking to each other, it means they would shoot over me as Brooke, over my back to Joy. And then they would shoot over Joy's back, over her shoulder to me. And then if there's a two shot, we're both 50-50 in the frame looking at each other and the camera's looking. So it actually means you're like pinging around the set over and over. So in a lot of those big, big rooms when there were big, big scenes and so many of us actors, they would block shoot. So they would shoot five scenes in one direction, like the direction looking at Haley and whoever else was facing that way for all the scenes.
Yeah, any other scene where like somebody would be maybe having the stage behind them. So any scene, if Brooke and Felix are talking, or Brooke and Mouth are talking, if Mouth is standing
or Haley
in a position,
and Nathan or
right,
whoever.
If anyone is standing in a position in any part of that room where the stage is behind them from a certain corner, then they just rotate all the actors through the different scenes and everybody just steps on their mark and the camera has to only move minimally.
Yeah, so they would shoot, let's say there were five scenes that day. They'd shoot out scene number one, looking at the stage completely in all the different sizes, but they wouldn't have to move the lights because that's a big deal when you do the lighting setups. And then they'd shoot scene five, and then they'd shoot scene 19, and then they'd shoot scene 21, and then they'd go to the next setup and you'd start over at scene one. So scene one, scene five, scene 19, and so it's a little schizophrenic, like mentally, where you're like, what's happening? What are we doing? But you do this over and over and over again all day. And so that's part of the reason when Joy's referencing, you know, the ability to really track the arc.
Yeah.
You're essentially taking your character on a roller coaster, but it's not continuous. So you have to be able to go to the bottom and then the top and then the middle and then the end and back to the beginning in a manner that's very fluid. And so on a day like we're referencing for Hillary doing this arc for Peyton, you're doing the fun stuff where we're getting ready in your room, and then you're moving directly into crying because you miss your mom and you don't know what's going on
with
the temptation all in one day. And so you have to really be able to track your arc. And it's not easy, especially when you're a kid.
Well, we were kids, and also we referenced a couple episodes ago, the confessional, the Dare Night. That was really the start of all the visiting directors would watch the previous episodes, right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
they'd be like, I need that moment in my episode. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like I had to have these like Peyton breakdowns in everyone's episode, even when they weren't necessarily like natural. This one was, you know, like I felt what Peyton was feeling. Like I felt sad, and I liked that they let me get really messy for it. I don't like when people try to stay pretty while they are falling apart.
Yeah.
That just kind of like, you see it a lot in certain like TV shows where it's like, oh no, the sky is falling, but my extensions look amazing. <You
know? laughs> this lash strip is not going anywhere.
I mean, and I think that the way that we looked on our show was very different than the stylized way a lot of young women look on teen dramas today, where like they have to have the perfect body and they have to have like, you know,
good posture and no cellulite and, you know, like all these things. Like Peyton's body is a disaster. Peyton's got acne and a really bad dye job, and my body is not what you would see in a magazine, and I like that. And I think I was insecure about it while we were filming this stuff, and that was something that I put in the back of my mind. Like, no, you look like a real messed up teenager. Like, no one looks great during their teenage years. Mm-hmm. That's when you experiment with stuff.
Probably part of the other thing, one of the things that made our show so relatable at that time, when a lot of the other teen dramas were, there wasn't a lot of that realism. It was so heightened and stylized, you know?
Yeah. No, yeah. It was very, very real for me. I'm just like, oh, that's messy. Okay, let's do it.
I wonder, what about that scene in the bathroom? Was that, because that was, those were real, that was real crying. That was intense.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
I remember filming it, and I remember just being like, show me what the shot is. Show me how much room I have to move around, and then let me go. Like, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there was certainly stuff I was upset about. And feeling like a failure in a space where all your other friends seem to be thriving is not a good feeling. And I definitely felt a lot of that season two. I knew what my role was in season one, right? It was like, oh, you're Peyton, you're the girl between the two brothers. And then in season two, there's just kind of like a vagueness about what Peyton is into or doing. And and so I felt that. I felt that thing that she was feeling, like being on the outside. So that scene with Moira, I mean, probably... That was the harder scene to shoot because, because not falling apart is harder than falling apart. Don't you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Especially when someone gives you the opportunity to fall apart and you feel it coming and you know you have to hold it in.
Yeah, and, like the wave Moira, is going to crash.
Oh, God. And the way Moira looks at you and like holds you, I was choked up. Yeah. And like, we're not in the scene. And I'm sitting there being like, oh, God, this really, this is intense. Like, but it's beautiful to watch you because you could see the way the two of you were connecting, that it was all right there. And it made so much, it made it feel so poignant then when you get the drink spilled on you and that's what breaks, you know, that's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Like it's beautiful. The setup is beautiful.
Well, they wrote it well. This was a well-crafted episode because all of us got those moments.
Because
Joy, your scene where you're, you know, you've got the lone tear coming down your face and you're just like, this is so fucked up.
Man.
Was so beautiful, like so beautiful. Yeah. They really gave all of us, and Sophia, you asking Lucas, like the whole line about bad guys lie to get in your bed and good guys lie to get in your heart, like So I want to get into everybody's stuff. Joy, let's go back and do the Haley of it all before we lose your voice entirely. Before you're talked out.
Guys, you know what was really hard? It was really hard ordering coffee this morning behind a plastic divider and a mask with no voice. I was like miming to the lady and the espresso machine is going behind her and everybody's talking in the coffee shop. And I just was like, I just started like, can I write it down? I started miming. Can I write it? So she handed me a piece of paper so I could write down my words.
Baby.
I know. Anyway, it's beside the point. Yeah, I wasn't here for the last Drama Queens episode, so I know that was, there was a lot of Haley singing in that one, which I watched back and I'm horrified at the sink.
Why?
Because the sink was off and there were, like, I was pitchy and I just wish I had known that I had been a little pitchy because I would have fixed it. It was just so annoying that they, you know, like, I'm a good singer. I'm annoyed.
Don't you feel like it's frustrating when you're not in control of the edit? It's like, yeah. I can tell you which of my performances was better.
Yeah.
But you guys picked the wrong one.
Or like when you, if you try and do a joke, but whoever's editing doesn't understand comedic timing, and then you just look like an idiot saying a line a weird way.
And then you look like you're not funny. It's so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
But Joy, can I say something? Because watching the last episode, we were obviously gushing and freaking out because When the Stars Go Blue is such a moment
Massive.
In our show. And so Hillary and I were like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And I noticed, because I've literally heard you sing that song 6,000 times, I heard you the first, you know, pass when Haley's in the booth. And I was like, God, Joy is so smart because she changed her key just a little so Tyler would have a reason to come in and tell her she hadn't hit it yet. And then in the next pass, you're in a different tone.
Yeah, I dropped
and
it.
I was like, ugh, it's just like, it's a vocal skill that not a lot of people have. So I took that as a viewer who knows you like my own family as a choice you made that I thought was so smart.
Oh, thanks. That was a choice because that was an octave. So I started in a higher octave.
I was like, no, octave. You did that on purpose. I know you did.
But when you hear us singing together, if you go back and listen, you won't because you don't have time. But for our listeners, if you go back and listen, when you hear us singing together, first of all, I'm a little pitchy at times and you can tell. And then also the sync is out of whack. So the sync of the music is off.
Yeah, the music doesn't match the words you guys are singing.
Yeah, so that makes us sound like we're off key too.
It looked like you were finding it. Like it looked like you were doing the work in the room and finding it.
Okay.
Like it didn't read that you can't sing. Like it was.
Well, that's good. Well, at least now I feel like coming back to this episode, I felt like we had improved and it sounded a lot better to me in this episode. So that was kind of cool. And so fun to work with Tyler again and to really see our banter come to life. Cause that was the first time.
Your chemistry is so good.
Haley and Chris were alone together and just got to, you know, bounce back and forth off each other. And it was fun. What I thought was interesting too is Haley's always been such, we've always talked about this, that she had a strong backbone and she was always willing. She never caved to peer pressure. She was always willing to stand up for whatever it was that was important to her. And it's interesting that Chris can sort of do this little manipulation thing on her. But because the music means so much to her, it's like the one thing she can't resist.
Yeah.
Like, I guess. Well, it's interesting. It was a new turn.
But he's a gatekeeper.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes sense because whether it's some of the stuff we've shared with each other, some of the things our fans have shared with us in reliving this show, things that I know other friends have gone through, when someone's not exactly hitting on you or didn't really cross a line or when it's really ambiguous and your work and your dreams are involved or, you know, your future plans or whatever, you can kind of, when you're not truly uncomfortable, you can make an excuse for, well, I just don't know this person or their humor that well yet. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. And I never want to be the kind of person who doesn't give someone the benefit of the doubt. I want to lead with that kind of optimism, but with characters like Chris Keller, it'll bite you in the ass. And so I think watching Haley, especially as a 16-year-old, trying to navigate, like, is this guy just weird and like shticky and kind of annoying? or is he, you know, he's sticky. Or is he someone with malintent? And like, we don't know.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like he is. I mean, that's the kind of thing about Tyler. He's so lovable that anything, any schmarmy thing, sticky thing that he says.
Sticky, schmarmy thing.
he comes off as like the lovable jerk. You know?
Yes.
It's not like Felix or like Dan, where there's just clearly disturbed problems there.
Right.
No, he's different.
Yeah. And Tyler being so lovable informs Chris in a really interesting way.
Yeah, for sure.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library.
You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked. Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop.
So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot,
yeah,
wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids mm-hmm. love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn, and that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like, I'm constantly on the go, and so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
I also want to talk about, and it doesn't have anything to do with your singing, but that outfit combo of the pale yellow dress,
oh my god,
red lips and the red jewels, yeah, and the mm-hmm. red nails.
That was fun.
I loved it.
Also hilarious that Haley was like rushing out the door, but she had time to do her nails and her hair.
And her hair, yeah. Girl, they make press-on nails. Those things exist.
Oh, it's true.
You know what else I really loved thinking about our outfits? I remember, I don't know why we were all so into brooches then, but I remember finding the little brooch that we sewed into Brooke's dress because it yes. was just like a blue dress.
Yes.
And then
yes.
I remember, you know, you guys were trying so hard to figure out what to put with this vintage dress that was Peyton's mom's.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere in like the back of my brain, two synapses connected. And I was like, I have a brooch that's that color.
The brooch!
The brooch that was in
was
your
Was that your
hair.
Personal brooch?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah, and brooches were all the rage. It was in like Jane Magazine and Marie
oh
Claire.
Oh my god.
All
it
the,
was so
you
cool.
Know, that was the thing.
I love that.
I just remember feeling so proud, being like, Hillary, I found it. I found your hair accessory.
I found your brooch.
It's vintage. It'll look really cool.
Looks so pretty.
And we were like in the hair and makeup trailer with JoJo, like pinning it into your hair. And it was kind of like a slumber party meets formal moment for us in real life. And I loved
yeah.
it.
Speaking of hair, I mean.
Yeah, we're not. What's cool about this is that you can see the three of us as actresses all mm-hmm. choosing things that are very different from one another so we don't mm-hmm. step on each other.
Yeah.
Because there's so much competition of like, who's going to be the prettiest at the party? And mm-hmm. for all of us to make choices about how our hair is going to look and how our dresses are going to look and how we're going to wear our makeup and stuff and to carve out spaces for one another so we're all mm-hmm. special in different ways, I like that about yeah. the aesthetics because it's not just saying the lines that are on the paper. Like those mm-hmm. choices are part of the storytelling.
They are. I remember hearing once that, I don't know if it was Meg Ryan or Julia Roberts or one of the big rom-com girls had a rule that none of the extras in the scenes with her could have the same hair. So there couldn't really? Be with Meg Ryan, like I think it was Meg Ryan, and I'm sorry if it wasn't Meg and I just got this story wrong, but and it's not negative in any way.
No,
I just
we'll give
don't
her credit.
Want to tell an incorrect story, but this is what I've heard. but yeah, so there's no other blondes in the background in the extras in the scene around it. And I remember the first time I heard that, I was like, oh, that's so, you know, bitchy, but then I thought about it. I'm like, no, actually, there's something really smart about that. That's part of the storytelling, is being able to identify mm-hmm. and, you know, clearly see who are we looking at, who, you know, it's part of mm-hmm. crafting what a director does with making sure that mm-hmm. all the lights are in the right place, and what the wardrobe designer does, making sure there's no two people in the same color in the same scene. Hair does become a kind of a big deal mm-hmm. with women in storytelling, and it's worth making space for each other in that.
Especially when you have a haircut like Meg Ryan's haircut or Jen mm-hmm. Aniston on Friends, the Rachel,
right,
like
right.
everyone starts copying those haircuts.
Right.
And so then what? You're going to be in like a sea of Meg Ryans and you're playing like, Where's Waldo?
I know. You know. But it's like, but think about the conversation that had to be had. Like she yeah. or whoever this actress was, if it wasn't Meg, had to go to a director or somebody and say, I don't want anybody, any other blondes in the scenes with me. And she, I'm sure, was labeled difficult for saying something
oh,
like
course.
That, right?
Rather than smart.
Right.
I know. Because it's a subconscious thing. If she is the focus of whoever her love interest is in the scene, she should pop for the yes. audience the yes. same way she pops for the love interest.
Yeah,
and exactly. I know, it's interesting. But we did, I like what you were saying, Soph, we did make space for each other with hair. And that's something that I've carried with me in other jobs that I go mm-hmm. into, especially if I'm not the lead, to go and yeah. tell the yeah. hair person, like, here's how I was thinking. But if the lead actress comes in and wants to do her hair half up, half down, and mine's already that way, just come over to me and take my hair out and we'll do something else. Like I'm,
yeah.
I defer because I'm not in the lead position, you know?
Yeah.
And well, I think it's important to do that.
I agree. And I think it's something that when you point it out in that way too, you know, with what you were saying, Hill, and Joy, even the way you're filling it in, one of the things I really like about it is to think about how much really shitty pressure we were getting from a lot of the grownups in the room to not make space for each other and to yeah. not trust each other. And we still had that, like, that burning little candle to be like, no, they're my friends. I love them. And like we fought it in the ways we knew how to. We made space for each other in the ways that we could at the time until we all aged together and learned better communication skills together. Yeah. And like, it really touches me to see the ways that even when we felt scared and confused, we tried to figure out how we could prioritize each other.
It wasn't always like that though, Soph. I mean, maybe it was for you. I remember being insecure and feeling like I didn't, but also because there was so much mistrust sewn in there, that I remember feeling like nobody's looking out for me, so I've got to look out for myself. So I want to do my hair this way, and I'm just going to have to, you know, put my foot down and do it, which then, you know, especially as I continued to go blonde and then curly, I'm sure created some tension with you, Hillary, that we never talked about it, but
I cut all my hair off, Joy. That's right. But it was anytime one of us was moving into a space, we would compensate for each other and move yeah. into a different space. Like, I loved the opportunity to cut all my hair off because you were fulfilling, like, the long
curl. But you didn't feel forced to do that, like...
No, I was trying to get rid of all this damage.
So I've always carried a little guilt that I thought you were,
no.
like... I was being stubborn, and I put my foot down, and you were like, oh, fine, whatever. I don't want to fight with Joy. I'll just do my hair the other way.
No, babe, you let me off the hook. They wanted
really?
Me to be the curly-haired girl, and I was trying to cut off all this damage from season 2... And I was like, look, Joy already has like the long curly hair. Please let me cut my season 3 bob.
Oh, I'm going to cry. I always felt a little like a little awkward about that.
Girl, hair matters. It matters. I loved my season 3
I
bob.
I look back at my old son, my old
Joy,
younger self.
Don't
I'm
cry.
Like, Joy, you're so stubborn. Why were you so stubborn?
No. Listen, if one of you bitches comes for my gray hair, then we're going to have a problem.
You know, I can't wait. You know, I've been trying and no one will let me do it.
That's
no,
so funny.
You guys.
But when it's my turn, I'm coming to you for all the advice.
Yeah, listen, they give men all sorts of credit for being like salt and pepper and whatever. And so I'm going to just, I'm going to pee
it.
On that
you look
turf.
Amazing.
It's all I've ever wanted.
But that dance so that we all do, it's so yeah. silly to like think it's just about hair. It was about, you know, the wardrobe, about doing interviews, making sure that we rotated.
In the world. Where do we fit?
Yeah.
Where do we belong?
Yeah.
Who am I? How do we differentiate ourselves? Mm-hmm. So we're individuals, but we're also together. But
we're a team.
Yeah, yeah. It's so hard to navigate when you're that young and they've got no guidance, nobody teaching you how to do it.
Yeah. Now we get to just celebrate it. And we all, it's pretty all cheered for Sophia's bang in this episode. Girl, that bang was not going to move in the beach.
It's like a whole can of Aquanet.
Oh, I was just about to say it, Joy. We were at the beach. The wind was crazy. And JoJo came at me with one of those hair shields and a bottle of Aquanet.
What's a hair shield? Tell everybody what a hair shield is.
It's like a plastic. It's like a... It's
what
like
we wore during COVID.
Oh, my God. No, I'm talking about the plastic. Like, it was like a visor with a handle on it that you would stick around your face so people could spray bottles of hair glue on you. And, yeah, that bang, I don't think it moved for a week.
But it was so good. You looked like, like a flamenco dancer. Like, it was so sexy. And the mermaid. Guys, remember mermaid dresses?
A mermaid tail. It's so flattering.
That purple.
My wedding dress was a mermaid dress. I know, a fan.
That's right.
I was going to say it. And then I was like, do people know that? Maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah, but we posted pictures.
That's true. You did full lengths. Yeah, I don't know. I just remember how nice it felt for us all to be together and to be dressed up. I have such sense memory of those scenes. Weirdly, not of the scenes at the formal. Like, we all were like, there was an Eiffel Tower there. Like, what? We don't remember that.
Such a pretty set. I can't believe I remember
it. It was gorgeous. Same. But the beach, it was so memorable, I think, because we were there for, for days and days shooting those scenes. And
Night. It was out night exterior. So it was slumber parties for us. Nights.
Yeah. And I loved seeing some of these characters' insecurities coming out, mm-hmm. Peyton really trying to figure out how to deal with her loneliness. Brooke beginning to reveal that her nuclear emotion is the feeling of betrayal. Mm-hmm. And like when she feels betrayed, everything's off. A little bit of old Nathan comes out when he feels abandoned by Haley, his one safe person, and he starts to get a little salty and he's drinking with the boys. And you started to see in the cracks of these people, and I liked it.
In the cracks. That's what this whole episode is. It's all the little cracks.
It really is. And when we were watching the episode and Brooke flipped out on Mouth, I was like, why is she like this? You said you had thoughts, Joy, and I want to know what they are.
Yeah, well, that was it. What you just said about betrayal. I mean, everything that we've seen of Brooke up to this point indicates that she's used to being betrayed. She's used to the other shoe dropping at some point. And whether it's a perceived betrayal or a real betrayal, it's hard when you're that young to differentiate. And I feel like Brooke just had a lot of history of that. And so at the first sign of someone, especially like Mouth, a friend who she considers to be, as you say, a safe place.
Above the other stuff.
Yes. She's not, she doesn't have the wherewithal or the maturity to understand that, or to appreciate rather, that he's coming to her offering this information as a gesture of honesty.
Yes.
She can't understand that yet. All she hears is, you lied to me. That's it. There's nothing beyond that. Cause all of Brooke's walls, as so far of what we've seen, is that they just go up. As soon as she's lied to, the walls go up. I love Brooke so much in this episode too.
Yeah.
Because she's not just like talk about an arc too, right? Like going through all these different emotions and dealing with the different guys and she's just a giant open wound.
No, baby.
We're bleeding all over everything. But she's so strong. It's like in William Wallace coming out of the,
She's the William Wallace of prom.
You can take my.
I love it. She's wearing blue.
She is.
Yeah.
I know. Just standing up like, you can't take me down. I don't care how many knives you thrust in me. I will prevail.
Yeah. Yeah. She's even cool with Anna. The boy thing is hard. The my best friend has a new best friend thing is hard. And she's just kind of gracious, but firm. Mm. I mean, with Felix, she doesn't embarrass him in front of anybody else. She's like, you, back room, right now. Mm. This is how it is now. That speech that she gives him, she's like, oh, girl. Did that feel good? That felt good.
Oh, it felt so good. It felt so good. It was a fun line to deliver. And I just, I think all my pissed off, like pent up feminist rage was just like, you will be the focus of this. Yep. And it was nice because I kind of felt like in that moment to really go deep on the Braveheart metaphor, I really felt like I was holding a torch for so many of us, you know, and to say like, you're not getting in my bed and you don't get my body, you don't get my heart. She really, she sets a boundary for herself. And I like the point you made, Joy, that you know, she doesn't have the adult emotional maturity yet to necessarily see all of the nuance. But what she does do for a young person that's impressive to me is she knows she's not being respected. And she's like, good, I'm out.
Yeah.
I deserve better than this. And I love the strength of that. Even though it's messy and even though it comes from her being hurt, I love that she starts to say, you know, I'm throwing down a boundary. It's great.
You can feel disrespect in your gut before you understand it in your head.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen
yeah.
to that.
That is true.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel attacked.
Please don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
One of the things that I found really revealing about this boundary is Brooke sitting on the beach alone.
Yeah.
And you see each of our women alone at some point. Brooke's on the beach, Peyton's in her room, Haley's at home reading that letter.
Oh, the letter.
And that moment for Brooke to be sitting there when Lucas comes up, and all three of us were like, oh no, don't do it. Don't make a mistake. And instead of coping with a guy she's coped with before, she has a friendly conversation. She admits to him that she feels like a joke. She says the bad guys lie to get in your bed and the good guys lie to get in your heart. And yes, she's talking about Felix and she's talking about Lucas, but she's also talking about Mouth.
Mm.
And the way that he offers her a perspective.
Yeah, what was his quote?
Oh, it was so good. He talks to her about how you're not a joke. He says people lie because they don't know who they are. And you do, Brooke.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else is lying because they hope that no one figures out who they are before they figure it out themselves. And I just,
yeah,
what a profound moment for these kids to have.
Yeah, that's so true, actually. Am I wrong? But Brooke has really only lied intentionally out of a strategy almost. I don't know that I've seen Brooke lie out of insecurity at any point in these two seasons.
Wow.
I don't think so either. Yeah.
And what an interesting thing, because Brooke witnesses Haley's lie about working with Chris Keller
out of an insecurity
in the supper party episode and is like, huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so all these people are trying to figure out how to tell the truth. And Peyton tells the truth to Anna.
Yeah.
You know, when Anna confronts her about the cocaine and says, well, is it about this, about Jake? And you say, yeah, that and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
That killed me. A kid acknowledging that things have piled up and just made them feel so sad.
Because things do pile up. If you don't fix it, it becomes like a speed bump. And then one more thing piles up and one more thing piles up and it becomes a barricade. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to fix the speed bump. That's an easy thing to handle. So the other stuff doesn't accumulate. I'm still trying to figure out how Anna got her drunk ass to Peyton's house. Because there was so much emotional work in this episode that like the functional stuff, they're like, don't worry about it. It's fine. No one cares.
How did Haley paint her nails? How did Anna get to Peyton's? How did this stuff happen?
We don't know.
There were taxis in Tree Hill because Emmanuel, what was her character's name?
Nikki.
Because Nikki took a taxi at some point. Remember, she met Jake outside the Twin Dixie in a taxi.
Took a taxi.
No. Yeah.
So that that's right. The supermarket.
I know. But amazing. Brooke was going to walk home. There's no Uber back then. So I don't know.
I also loved that. Like, I'm going to get home without you. And then being like, actually, I really don't
want to
walk.
I love that too. So
that's
great.
Brooke telling the truth.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing. That's like the punctuation mark there. It's like, I'm just going to tell the truth because I don't need to pretend that I'm tough. Yeah. Get me home. I'm tired.
I don't want to be poor. I'm good at being rich.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
help me.
It's so great. What else do we have? Adult stuff? Was there any adult stuff in this episode?
Oh. Dan told Deb the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Guys, I've said it before.
You said
it. I feel guilty about it, but it's toxic, and I still am rooting for the two of them to get back together. Maybe because I don't want them to sabotage anyone else. I do think Deb deserves better, but like... they're very sexy together. They're very sexy together.
And if they could figure it out, if they could help each other.
If they could just clean out like that infected pus from the wound of their relationship and sew it shut. They could just have a little scar instead of sepsis. Like, I would root for it if they would just do the work.
They need a better therapist than the one they had in season one.
They really do. Because Dan walks all over that therapist. They need somebody who's going to whip that
like
man
a whitey.
Into shape.
It would have been great if Dan and Deb had like a whitey therapist. Yeah.
Well, Joy, you kept bringing up all the HIPAA laws that were broken.
Calling Lucas. First of all, okay. He calls Lucas, who is a minor without a parent's consent, and then tells Lucas that he's got information from a different doctor
Dan's doctor.
Right. Lucas didn't release this information. Then the doctor on the phone with Lucas after giving him a lecture then tells him private medical information from his father.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the doctor calls Dan and tells him everything that happened with Lucas. I'm like, who is this doctor? He needs to be fired.
It's like not even the doctor. It's just like a drunk, you know, like physician's assistant that's like, I don't know. They told me to make a phone call. Whatever.
It's amazing. Those are the things, guys, listening at home, that sometimes as actors, you read a script and you go, this is important to the device of the story. It's completely ridiculous and would never happen. But this is where we just have to take creative license and say, okay, because otherwise we're going to go crazy, as evidenced by the fact that we are going crazy about this 18 years later.
That shit drives me crazy, though. It's so lazy.
It could have been
an office assistant who is like, you know,
mixed up the files, called the wrong person.
Or she's chewing gum and she's watching a soap opera on TV and she's like, the results came in, and she's talking to, oh, sorry, I thought you were Lucas.
Didn't want to hire somebody else.
They didn't want to write it.
They didn't want to spend because they built us a miniature Eiffel Tower and they spent it already.
That's right.
School dances though. You guys were like, our school dances didn't look like this.
You said yours did though.
Oh, girl.
Oh my
Parkview High School dances were true. I'm going to post pictures this week for Parkview High School dances. Someone remind me.
Me too.
We're going to try to find mine.
Let's post some like school dance pictures because. Yeah. We had some pretty epic, you know, there's like a catalog, right? That you, if you were in student government, your job was to raise money all year long. And then you would buy these kits and they would come with like a big backdrop and like some things made out of cardboard that you'd all. Oh, yeah. And so you would decorate the whole gym with these like themes, and on all the tables, there would be like, I want to say we did like a whole like Arabian Nights one. And it was like, you know, like little lamps on the tables. And like, it was like beautiful.
It's like my Saved by the Bell dream. Every time I would watch Saved by the Bell and I was like, why are their dances so amazing?
Well, because you'd go to the football game on Friday night. And then Saturday morning, the student government kids would get up at like 6 a.m, go to the school, decorate all day, make the balloon arches, and then go home, quickly shower, and then still look like at the dance. Like, you could always tell who those kids were.
Tell us what songs. I want to know what song you remember the most was always played at like every school dance. Besides like the Macarena or the Funky Chicken.
Oh my God, Casey and JoJo All My Life. That song, perfect. You know, the second I said it, you both were like, girl. Oh my, you feel it in your bones.
I've got a sense memory,
Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's embarrassing.
And you're just like, this is the slow song that I've been waiting for.
Oh, yes.
But it was also the era of like great party rap, you know, like when Snoop and Tupac and Biggie, like Dr. those songs, Jay-Z, you know, like school dances were great because the party music was great. And then you'd have like your slow songs like, fine, okay, whatever. Yeah. I remember going to prom and my boyfriend getting so excited because they played The Cure. And he was like, I can't believe they're playing The Cure. And like, lost his mind. Aww. And he was such a sullen boy and he had such like a goofy grin on his face that I was kind of taken aback. I was like,
I don't know if I'm attracted to you anymore.
Yeah, this is strange.
I liked it better when you was yours. Always played Paradise by the Dashboard Light, that Meatloaf song.
That song, that's when the DJ was smoking outside because that song is like 20 minutes long.
Exactly. I know. It was always so epic. And also to play a high school dance, which is hilarious because it's all about like, having sex
hooking up in your car.
I'm like, how did the teachers allow this song to be played?
Because they all were standing against the bleachers going like, this was a bop. This was a jam. Those songs last forever and ever. Yeah. I tease my son. We listened to 90s on 9 in the car. I've said that before. And Gus, the first time he heard that song by Belle Biv DeVoe, Poison.
Yeah.
He was like, what is this? And now it comes on the radio every time we get in the car. And I'm like, Gus, it's your favorite song. And he's like, Mom, it's not my favorite song. But I told him when I chaperone his school dances when he gets older, I'm going to make sure the DJ plays That Girl is Poison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good.
What are they saying? Oh, she'll remind us to put pictures up. Fantastic. Yeah. Okay, real quick, we need to talk about High Flyers because Nathan finally reveals Haley's lied to him about the whole Chris Keller thing, but he has also lied about High Flyers and the reveal. You played that reveal so good, Joy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So sweet.
Yeah, it was nice to see. Like, I like seeing Nathan and Haley struggling for the first time. It's realistic because it's been kind of like sunshine and glitter.
Yeah.
For a while.
Well, especially where their dreams are concerned, right? Yeah. Because they really succeed as a couple, but couples are made up of two individuals.
Yeah.
And now that their dreams are requiring potential sacrifice or anyone else being in the mix, going away for High Flyers or working with Chris Keller, things aren't so easy. And it's nice to see them having a little bit of the reality that so many people have to deal with when they try to be in relationships.
Yeah, exactly.
Sacrifice is a hard thing as a kid. Mm. It's a hard thing as a grown-up.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It really is.
I don't like it. I'll do it.
Yeah. Nobody does, but that's why it has to be worth it. I mean, there's always,
exactly.
I kind of always say like, there's really no such thing as freedom. You're always saying no to one thing in order to say yes to another thing. I mean, to say I want to live life totally free with no constraints is impossible. I mean, we have constraints with the laws of physics and just that the universe, like there's always
nature.
There's always constraints somewhere.
Yes.
So it's just a matter of figuring out which ones you're willing to live with and which ones are worth saying goodbye to in order to, or saying hello to or whatever in order to have something else. So yeah, I mean, that's a really hard thing to navigate in relationships as adults, let alone as kids. But I don't know, maybe it's easier when you're young. Maybe it's easier when you haven't experienced all these different options and you haven't traveled the world and been with all these different people. Maybe it's easier when you're younger and you can just say, yeah, okay, the simple thing is I love you more than I love, I don't know, whatever the thing is. Or
I don't know, I think
I
it's
love
harder.
Myself more than I love any of this or you, and I need to do what's best for me, but when is it what's best for me is actually what's best for us, or what's best for us is what's best for me? I mean, it's just so hard. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Once you've lived your life a little bit, at least you can say, I've got this bag of stuff that's mine.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. When you're super young, it's like, oh, it's never going to happen for me. Okay. Mm. Because I'm picking you. You know, like it's...
Unless you can do sort of what Maria Menounos was talking about in our episode with her and her husband about the way that they seem to really grow together, and she didn't have to sacrifice all that stuff. And which is again, why it's so important to find a partner that, you know, that you can grow with. Cause I've heard this before by people who've been married for a long time, that you're never married to the same person for like, you're married to 10 different people throughout the course of your relationship. Right. Yeah. If it sucks right now, wait 2 years, it'll be better later. You know? Like, just hold on.
Yeah.
And I think that's true.
Years.
It's like, there's gotta be a foundation of agreement and, same values and shared, I guess shared values is the fundamental thing, but, and person, you have to like each other and you should be attracted to each other. And then beyond that, you're going to both be morphing so much as life goes on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to be able to support each other in your individual pursuits, but also, feed the relationship as its own entity. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think what's so beautiful too, about if you're in that right kind of relationship, is that when you do have to make a sacrifice, you can look at the practical landscape of your life and go, I can only spin this many plates. Okay.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel like a ding on who you are to have to spin plates, not just for yourself, but also for your relationship. And one of the people who I think is so smart about this, I don't know if we've talked about this or not, but basically referencing what you're saying, Joy, Esther Perel, you know, her whole thing, like her gazillion time bestseller book, Mating in Captivity, about how people stay in relationships that are filled with desire when they've been in those relationships for decades. Mm. She said something that I think is so beautiful. She said, most people have an average of 3 marriages in their adult lifetime. And the lucky ones have all 3 marriages with the same person.
Yes.
And like, I love that you can give yourself the permission to re-meet your partner, to remarry your partner, to be mysterious again. Like, what a sick goal.
That is I like that.
So true.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Do we think that Nathan's ever been hurt by a girl before? I mean, we know he was with...
Good question.
Do you know what I mean? It's like he gets so... He's not a dick when he tells her to go find that letter. When he tells you, you know, Haley, look in my top drawer. But you can see that he is like, I just got burned so hard.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
How's he going to react? Is he going to throw walls up and, you know, be like this? Because that's sort of how he's gone about things. But he can now because... He's in it to win it.
He's married. Yeah. Well, and you see it coming. You see something I love that James did in the episode is at first when you say you're going to be late.
Yeah.
You can see him go, ah. Oh. And when Haley says, you didn't even want to go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out he's been fibbing to plan.
Oh,
and
the
then
carriage,
you see the horse-drawn
carriage.
Oh, but you can kind of see him take the hit because he goes, oh, I created this. She doesn't think I wanted to go.
Yeah.
But then when you make it and everything's supposed to be perfect and you guys get crowned and then he hears Chris Keller, then he's like, go home and find a letter, you know? Like, and I wonder where will he land on the scale of broing out and being, you know, angry and putting his walls up versus... You know, being willing to meet you in the middle. I'm so curious about what happens next week.
I am too.
Considering we totally forgot like major plot points.
Everything. I forgot everything about this
But
episode.
You guys, it's so fun. It's like we actually get to be fans of our own show.
I know.
I feel like I know what the audience felt. I'm like, God, I actually also can't wait for next week.
I highly recommend everyone wait 20 years to go back and evaluate whatever job they've done. You'll be far nicer to yourself.
Friends, you are going to love Legacy Box. Legacy Box is the safest and easiest way to digitize your memories on analog media that you don't have a way to watch anymore.
With Mother's Day fast approaching, it's a great gift for the whole family. Relive moments like wedding days, first steps, or the embarrassing haircut you had in the 90s. Thank you very
much. I feel
attacked.
Please
don't go look at my yearbook. You guys can reconnect with your family's history and hear your grandmother's voice again for the first time. It's priceless.
And the process is really easy. You just send in your legacy box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, and pictures. And then their team professionally digitizes everything by hand in the USA. And you'll get everything back on the cloud or thumb drive along with your originals.
It honestly is just the easiest thing. I loved this. When they sent ours to the house, it was like, throw all your stuff in it. It honestly felt kind of ridiculous to me. I was like, is this okay? I'm just like sending a box of all these loose goods. Like, really? I just do this? And they did such a beautiful job with like everything from our old videos, old Polaroids. It was really, really special. And I can't wait to do a round two.
And it opened up all that space on my shelf because I've got all these bins full of VHS tapes and same, big photos. And just to be able to open that space up is really, really nice.
Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Just go to legacybox.com/drama to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Use coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva to give your home a shiny clean filled with an uplifting fragrance. With its powerful formula, you can clean confidently as its refreshing scent transforms every room in your home into an island oasis.
So go ahead and elevate your cleaning routine with Clorox Scentiva because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Ooh, get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Do we have any viewer questions?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good question.
What do we got? Oh, I like this question. Oh, Nicole wants to know, Brooke's winks are so cute in the series. Oh. Sophia, was this your personal touch or were you scripted to do it?
That was all me, baby. Yeah. the winks and the eyebrow raises and the things that just felt like her. There was such a physicality to her. And if I may say so myself, I brought in Hi Friend. Because that
you
was
did.
Me. Hi, friend. Hi, boyfriend. That all came from an inside joke with me and my best friend from college. And it was really fun to, you know, put little nods to real life.
Did that come from you? I've said that. I've been saying that for as long as I can remember. But it makes sense that came from just being around you. That's so funny. I say it now. I'm like, hi, friend.
Yeah. Hi, friend.
Hi, friend. Aww. Yeah. So
I like our tics in the show. We noticed at the beginning of the episode, we talked about how we remembered filming that scene in the mall together, like buying the dress. But it's funny, you know, we talked about editing when they cut stuff up. You don't know what take they're going to use. And it just looks like I'm slapping your ass like 10 times. I probably like did it once at one take and then another time at another take. But they're like, we're going to use all the ass slaps. So we need just a highlight reel of Brooke Davis winks. Of Peyton fondling other women and Joy, what was Haley's tick?
Oh, I feel it's this right here. That.
Oh, stop.
No.
The pouting.
The scowl.
My 11s on my eyebrows.
I love them.
Yeah. Done. Done. Thank you for the question, Nicole. What else?
I like that. That's sweet. Oh, and here's one from Grace. Did you have any tricks to learn lines in a hurry on set? Mm. Oof.
Did you guys learn your lines the night before? Or did you learn them that morning?
Oh, yeah.
No, I learned them really because I was on that soap for years. So
yeah,
I learned my lines really fast. I mean, if I had like a character to really prep for or if I had a big monologue, then I would turn it into a song.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. So if I would go to a song that I knew really well. Like, I don't know, whatever, Bye Bye Miss American Pie or something. And then I would take the paragraph that I had to learn and put those words in place of the lyrics in my brain. And I would learn that way so that when I was up there talking or giving my speech, I was just running through the song in my head. And the words would just kind of come out and I wouldn't be thinking about them.
Drew, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's a good trick.
That's so cool.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked at MTV forever, so it was like live. And you had to look at a cue card during the 30-second commercial break and then go out and just know all the information. And so,
wow, hell.
Oof.
So, like, you know, I learned that morning. I don't want to, like, fixate on it too much because then it doesn't feel like it's just coming out of my mouth, you know? Because I over-rehearse. I know when I've, like, done it too much and I'm just tired and over it.
Yeah. And so the words start to sound weird. You're like, what does presence? What's presence? What is that
presence
word?
Presence. Yeah, that's not a word.
You're like, I've turned the words into shapes. They're ruined forever.
Can you imagine doing a Fincher film where you have to do like 120 takes?
No.
I would lose my mind. No. I would love to, but I also think I might have a nervous breakdown.
Yeah, I know. I had an audition for one the other day and I was like, I don't think I want to.
Like, this sounds like a lot.
I feel like maybe some other things instead.
But no, you guys, we had a director who called us two take wonders. They were like, you guys get it in two takes. Who called us that?
I don't know.
Because I remember being like so flattered by it, but also like, wait a second. Are we just like short on time? Or do you really mean that like we do it in two takes?
I think we got it. We learned how to get it fast. We all did. Yeah.
We learned the really great balance between the technical and the artistry. And that's something that I've always tried to remember is that there is a technical side to this. And so one of the things I really like to do, I like to go back to Grace's question, I like to go through my script a lot, top to bottom, make notes, work on subtext, think about, you know, what's really being said, tie together themes from, you know, scene 12 to scene 67. Like, I really like to have the full picture of it.
You've got one of those serial killer boards where you have all the red string that like ties everything together.
Yeah, I have this like program on my iPad.
It's so like Homeland.
Fully.
What program do you use?
Oh my God, Scriptation. I will give you a tutorial. It's going to change your life.
Oh, yes, please.
It will change your life. And I just love it. And so for me, what I find is I want to know the story so well and the scenes really well to where I can make sure when I have jargon or a monologue that I've got it, but I can have a little bit of that freedom on the day so that the scenes, so that the dialogue hasn't turned into word shapes in my mouth. And then I hate my life. That's what I over-rehearse. It's just word shapes. And I hate it.
Yeah. Love
word
it.
Word shapes. They're bad.
Word shapes. Let's spin a word shape wheel.
Word shaped wheel.
Who is most likely to have a nervous breakdown over their dialogue? No, that's not a superlative. But it could be.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Joy with your sexy voice.
Who is most likely to secretly be in the CIA?
I mean, okay.
You know
so
it's
in,
me, right?
Yeah. Joy. She's like, oh, I've been performing all over the planet with my band, Ooh. But really I'm an operative that's using these gigs to gather information. I could see you doing that at like our Paris conventions for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Most likely to. I don't know. What character would be most likely? I mean, whatever. You don't have to choose me. It's really.
I choose you.
I choose no, me.
I choose you. It's perfect. It's like, who were the dames that did it? Julia. Wasn't Julia Child?
Yeah.
Wasn't she an operative? Who were the other like famous lady operatives?
Yeah, that's where she met her husband.
Ava Gardner.
Ava Gardner, yeah.
Josephine Baker.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Performers are
dames.
Very good operatives.
Yeah.
You know, there was like a whole program in the CIA in the 60s where they placed agents in Hollywood as executives at a lot of the studios to push particular government agendas in movies.
Mm.
There's a whole program about it. You can go read it. I'll send you the info. It's really interesting.
Wait, there's somebody was just telling me, and of course now I can't remember, but about, it was either a book or like some really in-depth article about how as soon as once we started doing serious space missions with NASA and like realized we were definitely not alone in the universe. Like the government was like, y'all have to make some alien movies that aren't scary because people are going to freak out when they find out there's aliens. Like we have to.
Is that when we got Alf on TV? They're like, give him Alf.
Yeah, 100%. Like what was the, that's where we got Coneheads for sure. It's like, no, they're nice and funny.
E.T. Alf Coneheads.
Yeah.
More friendly aliens.
So I buy it. I believe it.
So good. What character though? I don't know, Kieran, I guess, maybe? Or what's his name?
I mean, Andy. Deb's job, listen, Deb's job was always very vague.
Very
and
ambiguous.
Stressed her out enough that she had PTSD Ooh. And coming home to Dan was just more than she could handle. She turned to the pills.
Oh, and remember she put on that black cat suit once? What was this? It was the thing that's coming up. Her and Karen are on a billboard.
On the billboard.
Oh, my God.
Deb.
I'm down with Deb.
I buy that. We got to tell Barbara. She'll love it.
I love it. Oh, you guys, this was a fun one.
Really
I miss
fun.
You. I wish we were one. All in party dresses
thank
together.
Thank you to everyone who put up with my gravelly voice. I'm sure it was irritating to listen
you
to.
You did
but
baby.
Yeah, get better.
You did
Drink
great.
Some honey.
And guys, we'll see you next week. We will see you for season 2, episode 10, Don't Take Me for Granted.
Ooh. Wait, I have to say one thing. This episode premiered that song by Patty Griffin, the rowing song. And it's When I Fell in Love with Patty Griffin. I'd never heard her voice before. But that album is so beautiful. And if you don't know Patty Griffin, go get the 1000 Kisses album. I mean, go get all of them. But just throwing that out there for music fans, Patty Griffin.
That's your bonus. Go get it, kids.
Love it.
thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you. And how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.